I've been struggling so hard with something lately. It's like this internal battle. I mean, have you ever inside your mind truly felt that feeling like you do have an angel and a devil? This is really the first time in my life where I've truly felt this way. And I can say that I have become obsessed, but also ashamed. I mean, you already see my struggle. It's a back and forth, but I will tell you this. I never stop. I never quit. And I'm sure you're wondering what this is. And it's hard for me to get off my chest and verbalize it because I've never told anyone this before. It's always been my secret. So I'm struggling, but I feel like this will be good for me to get off my chest. So I'm a mother of a young boy. He's in middle school. He's 12 years old. And I'm a good mom. I'm a great mom. I'm a great aunt. I'm a great mother more than anything. I just love my child, and he's had a good childhood. Nothing bad has ever happened to him. I protect him. So with that being said, what I have to reveal is even more surprising. So I guess I'll start off with saying I'm attracted to little girls, like sexually attracted. And even saying that out loud to someone else makes me want to throw up in my mouth. But it also makes me very, very aroused. So how did this start? Well, when my son got into middle school, you know, I'm the type of mom that drops him off and picks him up every day. I sit in that school line or that pickup line forever, watch kids get out of their parents' car, watch them get in. It's a whole thing every single day. Well, there was this one particular girl. I watched her struggle to get out of her mom's car one morning. She was right in front of us, and she dropped her backpack. Like, everything fell out of her backpack. And, you know, I was just, I guess, watching her, and she was wearing, you know, those tight leggings, and I could see her panty line. I could see also the imprint of a training bra, and I couldn't take my eyes off of her. I found myself trying to imagine what her cute little ass looked like in panties. It got me thinking about what I looked like when I was her age, you know, of 11 or 12 years old. When she stood up and I could see her chest, I felt a twitch between my legs when I saw the tiniest of little mounds on her chest. And I'm sitting there in my car with my son and snap myself out of it and immediately feel like some kind of fucking pervert. And I was able to just, I don't know, take it as I was super horny that day or something, whatever. Because I will tell you, I do find women insanely attractive. Like, I've been with some girls, you know, in college or whatever. I wouldn't say I want to date women, but I definitely, when I see a hot woman, I'll check her out. So I just, you know, chalked it all up to I was just in some kind of mood that day. I don't know. So the next day, I find myself really looking at more and more girls in the drop-off and pick-up line. I found myself enjoying what I was looking at. Because, you know, girls that are that middle school age, they're really perfect. They're just developing. They still have a youthfulness in their face, you know. The developing bodies is what drives me fucking wild. And, you know, I'm looking around and I'm seeing girls with nicely shaped tits, which, you know, I remember girls getting boobs early. So I'm looking at those and I'm trying to imagine how fucking perky they would be. But I'll tell you what gets me even more hot are the little, in my mind, I call them little anthills. The little tiny mounds on their chests. Fucking hell. It was driving me crazy. And then I'm also thinking about, do they have peach fuzz yet? Are they still bald? Because as a woman now, I can say, when I watch porn, I'm not looking for the hairy pussies. No. Who wants to eat out a hairy pussy? That's my thing. So then I start becoming completely aroused and excited by the idea of them still being bare, but also a little excited if there was a little peach fuzz, that, you know, soft hair that comes in at first. Fuck. And those little tiny asses. You see, I'm an ass girl. I don't love big tits. I guess it's because I'm not a man or something. I don't know. Tits don't really do anything for me. Developing tits do. Asses, most definitely. I love some ass. And middle school girl ass is perfection. So tight, bubbly, tiny, some of them even a little fat in the best way. I'm digressing. I'm getting too detailed because what adult woman talks about middle school girls this way? So this is my dilemma. Did you not just notice how intense I just got about middle school girl bodies? But I mean, this is who I am now, I guess. So yeah, that got me after a good several days of literally checking real girls out in public. Mommy found herself going straight home, and I thought, okay, so I don't want to be one of those child porn people. I mean, gross. And also illegal. And I don't know, as much as the thought drives me wild, I don't know if I want to go there. So definitely didn't want to look that up, but I thought, wait a minute. I've seen on my Instagram, even some moms I know that post way too many pictures of their daughters. So I went to Instagram and I put in dancer, youth dancer, and the hottest pictures flooded my screen. My hand went immediately down to my pants because I had spent days obsessing over checking little girls out, and I needed to get off on it. At that point, I thought that maybe if I got off on it, it would go away, right? Because I tell you, sometimes I get that way about like bisexual porn. Like, I love watching men fuck, but not all the time. I need to be in the mood for it. It's like something I have to rub out or something, and it's very occasional. So I thought maybe this little girl thing is that. But I found myself, I can't even tell you how many times I came that first time I touched myself to little girls. I came and I came and I came and I couldn't get enough. It felt so fucked up, but then I got addicted to that feeling. Like, I started thinking about, what would your mom think if she knew I was here rubbing my cunt like a fucking pedophile to your fucking daughter? And that got me off. It was sick. I was sick, and I couldn't goddamn stop. So rubbed several out. It didn't go away. So I thought, you know, that was the moment when I thought, I guess I'm a pedophile now. I don't know. I don't know the terms. Like, I don't look at boys and get turned on. It's the girls that turn me on. And sometimes I imagine them with men. Like, I got to where when I'm in public and I check out my favorite age girls and they're with their fathers, I like to try to imagine what they look like with daddy's cock in their mouth, or, you know, what it would look like or what it would sound like with a father fucking his own daughter, you know, just shit like that. But I would say majority of the time, I am in the picture. I'm molesting their bodies. I'm wearing a strap on, fucking them. I am the one enjoying child sex, sometimes with men. I also love to think about fucking father's daughters in front of them, telling the father that he can't touch, he can't taste, but he can watch me fuck his child. He can watch me make his daughter come, his middle school daughter come and squirt all in my mouth. See, I'm telling you, I'm fucked up. I am a sick, twisted pedophile. It's already determined I am a pedophile. So it gets worse, though. It gets worse, if that's even possible. So I'm, like I said at the beginning, I'm a really good person. I do really good things. My thoughts, I guess, aren't too pure sometimes. So I actually volunteer at an elementary school. My best friend works there, and I live in the town I grew up in. You know, I went to that school. I love volunteering there. It feels good. So around this, you know, time I discovered I was a pedophile, I find myself in a third grade classroom, you know, helping the teacher with snack time, helping children, you know, correct their tests. And I find myself staring, checking out little third graders. So in third grade, what are you, like 8, 9, I think? We'll say 8 years old. I'm checking out 8 year olds. Like, what in the fuck? Like, who am I? Because, like I said, the middle school girls, like, I'm sure most people, I don't know, maybe I'm just trying to lie to myself, but I feel like most people would understand that you think middle schoolers can be a little hot, but a third grader? I mean, these girls had no development on their body. They're flat as hell. You know, they're annoying. They're young and immature. But I found myself in this goddamn classroom thinking about what they look like, thinking about how fucking tiny that little kitty pussy look like, thinking about what their little flat chest look like, thinking about what they tasted like. Thinking also, let me tell you, I was sitting there reading with a child, helping this girl, this 8-year-old, fix her test. And as she's, you know, pointing at the words and moving along with her finger, I'm staring at her fucking arm, thinking about how much of her arm I could fit inside my cunt. That's sick, isn't it? That's sick and twisted. Like, what in the fuck? And I told myself, I'm never coming back, because I felt even dirtier. I felt like the skeeziest of perverts on this planet. But I find myself going home, looking up even younger girls. Oh, and I found something called non-nudes. Like these creepy, they look creepy, but they're fucking hot. These like Russian, like from years ago, Russians used to take pictures of these girls in bikinis. You know, like skimpy outfits. It literally looks like kiddie porn, but they're not naked. And I find myself looking up elementary school age, rubbing my fucking pedo cunt so goddamn hard, and came even harder to the elementary school girls, thinking about rubbing those perfect little child pristine pussy against my adult cunt, thinking about what the little girl would look like if I just squirted all over her face, and then also sprinkling in little fantasies about maybe their fathers or other pedophiles raping that little girl with me, molesting their little body. It's just sick and twisted. Sick and twisted I am. And I didn't stop going to volunteer. I kept going. And I would picture those little girls when I'd rub my cunt. Actually, I can't believe I'm admitting this. One girl turned me on so goddamn much. This little blonde, little flat-chested cutie turned me on so much. I went into the bathroom inside of the classroom, and I came like 3 times in a row. I could hear kids, you know, outside talking, and I'm fucking rubbing my cunt like a filthy fucking freak. But I loved it. I loved it. I didn't wash my hands either. I wanted, you know, little girls to maybe smell my pedo cunt. I'm sick. I'm sick. But it gets worse. Gets even worse. So my sweet sister owns a daycare. I'm sure you can see where this is going. Sometimes I go and visit her. She actually has me bring her Starbucks in the middle of the day or whatever. So, you know, during my obsessive time, I didn't even think about it. I thought going into my sister's daycare would have been safe because there weren't cute girls. That's what I was thinking. But I walk in there and I see little toddler girls, and my mind goes even deeper. Yeah, I did. Super ashamed to admit to you that I was even turned on by the fucking toddlers, babies, you know. And I see one of the workers changing a diaper, and I about felt like I could come right away because I saw the chubby, puffy toddler pussy, and I about creamed my fucking pants. Like, what in the fuck? When the fuck? I shouldn't be allowed in women's restrooms because I might just come all over the place if I see a baby getting its diaper changed, a little girl. Because, holy fuck. Like, I can't resist the little tiny pussy, I guess. I can't resist it. And yeah, if you're wondering, I did fantasize about little toddlers. I even look little toddlers up on Instagram. And I relished in the ones where the moms were in the pictures. Because my sick head, like I must be sick and twisted in my head. Because I loved rubbing and coming to a picture of a little toddler girl when her mom's holding her because it felt good to, I guess, imagine what that mom would think if she knew I was sitting there rubbing myself to her daughter. And then I would make all those moms into pedo moms in my head. I'd picture the two of us fingering the little toddler pussy. I pictured me and the moms like stuffing things inside of their holes, like little butt plugs, tasting their daughter's pussies together. And of course, I pictured the moms being disgusted with me, but it made me go even harder. I pictured like literally riding children's faces. Like rubbing against a child's face like a sick fuck. No child would love that, but I would, and that's all that mattered. I thought about, of course, you know, I thought about that toddler arm inside of me, how I could probably get from the fingers to the shoulders inside of me. I thought about using babies as dildos like some fucking sick freak. Lock me up in jail because I am fucking sick. I am addicted. I'm addicted. And before long, I mean, I'm really afraid I may be looking up some illegal shit because I can't get these girls out of my head. I cannot. I can't get my brain to let go of the thought of what it would feel like to molest an underage girl. And at this point, I don't even fucking care how old they are. As long as they're in middle school or younger, I just fantasize about touching fucking any of them. So that's my story of how I am a sick, perverted, pedophile mom. And you're the only person I've told and the only one I would tell because if anyone knew, they'd lock me up. They'd lock me the fuck up, but I'm not stopping because I've never came this hard.